It's a kind of slap lawsuit, strategic lawsuit against public participation to ban Native American protesters and environmentalists, including an elder from the Pyramid Lake Paiute tribe from the Thacker Pass mine site, and force them to pay monetary damages, which could total millions of dollars. Critics say it's an attempt to thwart protected First Amendment rights to protest. The Native American tribes and environmentalists say the Thacker Pass mine will harm wildlife habitats, degrade groundwater, and pollute the air. Duranda Hinkey is a member of the Fort McDermitt Paiute and Shoshone tribe and a leader of a group known as People of Red Mountain. She says the mine is also located at the site where the U.S. Cavalry massacred her ancestors in 1865.
It's going to directly affect my people, my culture, my religion, my traditions. It's literally desecrating a massacre site of my people, and I'm worried that these environmental issues and these cultural issues are directly going to affect my children, the children after that, and children after that. And to me, that's cultural genocide.
Some leaders of Hinkey's tribe support the mine and point to the promise of jobs and development on the reservation, where unemployment is above the national average. The Trump administration approved the project in its last days. The Biden administration also supports it. The lithium could be used to power a new fleet of electric vehicles. The president has a goal of making half the U.S. car sales by the year 2030. Lithium batteries are also used to store wind and solar power. Opponents of the Thacker Pass mine call it green colonialism. Mekon Eben is with the Reno Sparks Indian Colony.
If President Biden is into lithium mining and wants to make sure that this is important and that climate justice is about turning lithium into electric vehicles, because then he should be, if true meaningful consultation is government to government, then he should come to the state of Nevada and talk to the 28 tribal chairmen that are here, and that's true meaningful consultation.
According to the Business and Human Rights Resource Center, which tracks mines that extract resources used in green technology around the world, hundreds of human rights abuses are connected to those mines, including a mine from the parent company of the Thacker Pass developer, Lithium Nevada Corporation. Parent company Lithium Americas is implicated in four alleged human rights violations and environmental crimes, where indigenous communities in Argentina say they were not informed of the environmental impacts and were threatened. One hospitalized after opposing the project. Activists say approving the mine in Nevada violates their religious freedom under RFRA, the National Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Protests near the mining site have flared up for more than 2 years, and the project has sparked a legal challenge from several tribes, environmental groups, and a rancher. A federal court will hear the challenge later this month. In the meantime, a federal judge has ruled in favor of Lithium Nevada Corporation in its quest to bar organizers from the Thacker Pass mine site. According to organizers, an injunction was given against them and any third party acting in concert from interfering with construction, blocking access roads, or even being in the area, which they say is a First Amendment right violation. I'm Christina Onestet, reporting for KPFA.